Despite battling dry planting conditions, a wet spring, and hail damage, just like Kansas producers, the wheat research team at Kansas State University in Hayes collected enough data to advance two breeding lines to seed production ahead of a potential variety release in 2022. The potential wheat varieties result from the long-running breeding program at the K-State Agricultural Research Center at Hayes, led by Dr. Gulrong Zhang, K-State wheat breeder, and his team. The program, supported financially by Kansas wheat producers through the Kansas Wheat Commission, focuses on the development of new and improved varieties of both hard red winter and hard white wheat for western Kansas. Zhang said our goals in the breeding program are to develop new wheat varieties that give Kansas producers top agronomic performance and provide protection from major pests and diseases. It is imperative that the varieties we develop also meet the quality demands of our domestic and international customers. He said in Ellis County, the hail not only ruined our yield trials, but also damaged our early breeding populations. We salvaged as much as we could. We did lose 2/3 of the F3 populations, and we'll need to replant our F4 populations next year. Other trial locations had great yields. For the Kansas Intrastate Nursery, the average yield across the 5 dryland trials was 106 bushels per acre, with most trials averaging more than 100 bushels per acre. An elite line of hard white wheat, KS18HW1064, was the top yielding line in the 5 dryland trials that were harvested. The 4-year average yield across 17 trials in western Kansas was 87.7 bushels per acre, which was greater than the Czech varieties. During these trials, the line also demonstrated good drought tolerance and resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus and stem rust, moderate resistance to stripe rust, and intermediate resistance to barley yellow dwarf virus. Compared to Joe, the most grown hard white wheat variety, the line also has improved straw strength, pre-harvest sprouting tolerance, and improved baking quality. Zhang said this line was approved for seed increase and will be a potential release for western Kansas in 2022. If it is released, it will potentially be an even better variety for producers and end users than Joe. An elite line of hard red winter wheat was also approved for seed increase this year, KS18H1113. In 2 years of trials in 13 locations, the line yielded an average of 86 bushels per acre. The line has a very good disease package with resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus, stem rust, and Hessian fly. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.